Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello, and thank you so much for joining me for your Collision review tonight. We had a bit of a change in cast that led this to me doing a solo stream. I appreciate you guys tuning in and keeping me company here on September 28th on this Saturday night. We're having a little collision slumber party, so please send in those super chats and humper chats at humperchats.com. I know normally this is an Iridian and Cresta and Riccacino vehicle. They were unavailable tonight, so it was going to be me and Alex Pulowski. But Alex Pulowski had to go and deal with some things, so I'm here hanging out with you on this beautiful Saturday. It's not actually that beautiful. It's kind of rainy and gross out, but it's beautiful because I get to talk about wrestling with all of you. I was at this taping of Collision. I got to go to Grand Slam. I got to see so many people that I love and adore. Andrew Zarian, Rich from our own show, Beyond the Bell here, and from The Wrestling Observer. Kimmy Sokol was there. I got to see Cresta. I got to see Sean. We had a lot of talk about the Topgolf situation. I still don't have clarity about what really happened on Topgolf that fated day around SummerSlam, but it was such a blast to be there with so many wonderful people in wrestling media. It's so cool how many women in wrestling media there are, too. I was kind of realizing, like, man, I think there's more women here than dudes, which was a really, really cool and special thing. So good stuff happening on the wrestling media side. Couple of things that we always ask of you at the beginning of the show. Please get in your super chats and humper chats if there's anything you want to talk about in general with AEW on this episode of Collision. I'm assuming we all want to talk about Juice Robinson's ring gear. It was so incredible. I loved it so much. So please feel free to super chat or humper chat to get your question or statement read on air. You can go to the super chats here on YouTube or to humperchats.com. We get a little extra money if you use Humper Chat, so we always appreciate when you use that interface. We thank you so much for that. We also invite you to leave a thumbs up on this video. It really helps people find us in the algorithm. We appreciate that. And we appreciate you leaving comments both in the chat and below on this video. That's another algorithm booster. A lot of people leave tip touches, like these emojis, which I always appreciate because I'm a big MXM gal. So feel free to touch tips in the chat or to leave tips on the comments below. Thank you so much for that. And we, of course, invite you to subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. Now, we had the Saraya's Rules match on this episode. And the day after, we found out that she re-signed her contract. So a lot of happening there. There had been some whispers that maybe she was kind of wrapping up with that Saraya's Rules match, but looks like she's going to be sticking around the AEW picture. A ton of clarity went up on the Lucha Brothers situation. What's going on in the AEW side? What's going on in the WWE side? What's going on with the talent? Which I really, really appreciated Sean's write-up on that on Fightful Select. This article is exactly why we encourage you to subscribe. There was so much clarity, and there's so many details that are inaccurate that are floating around. Sean really broke it down for you guys on this and even went the extra step to explain the difference between like contract tampering and what the actual legal term is for what's going on. So really good stuff from Sean on that. We appreciate all the support that you have shown us on Fightful Select and continue to show us through a wild contract season. There are even more contracts coming up with some surprising names that I think will keep everybody on their toes. So please subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. But let's get into this episode of Collision. Lots to talk about. Lots to talk about. Grapple Geekery kicking us off saying I wasn't prepared for the passion of the Hangman. There's a lot to talk about with that match that we're going to get to. That was a fun one. That was one that I think a lot of people who were there live were like kind of waiting around for Collision to see. Like that was, there are people who leave earlier because they're taping Collision after Dynamite. It's an extra 2 hours. It's a work night. It's a school night. So not everyone wanted to stick around for that Collision taping, but that match in particular made people hold on to their seats a little bit more. But Van Twinblade chiming in saying, I just got out of a double feature of the Wild Robot and the sub of Howl's Moving Castle, both very good. Well, what a lovely Saturday night. And thank you for hanging out with us after. If anybody else has seen any cool movies lately, let me know. This is like scary movie season for people, and I'm a big sissy. So everyone is like kicking up their horror regimen going into Halloween season, and I can't see any of it. Like, I am so squeamish that I can't do scary. I can do suspenseful, but I can't do scary. But let's get in to this episode of Collision. Lots to talk about. Some good, some not so great, but we do start off with Jamie Hayter defeating Saraya in the Saraya's Rules match. Before, We get Harley Cameron announcing that the match would not start until Saraya slapped Tater. So the Saraya's rules match, basically a no DQ match on steroids in Saraya's favor only, right? So that was kind of what's gotten laid out here. I think it's fun to assert that stipulation with Harley Cameron, especially because she's so silly that this idea of like Saraya gets all this advantage of the violence that she can inflict, but it's delivered through this very comedic vehicle of Harley Cameron, I think is so great. She has really, really impressed me with not only how just fantastic her timing is on camera and what a great look she has and how she's fleshed out her character, but I think she has really, really improved in the ring every time that I've seen her. I cover ROH too, so the appearances I've seen from her on ROH are really, really fantastic. Great to see such growth for someone with like roughly 40 matches in their entire career. Really, really good stuff, but a lot to talk about with the Saraya's rules match, man. We saw a VCR getting involved here. We see her smashing the VCR over Hater's head and then using a PC keyboard over her back, wrapping the cord around her throat. So just the most violent computer setup that you could find is what we get in a lot of this. But, oh, someone else that was at the show who's reporting from his dungeon. Hello,
yeah, Shana, from my dungeon. I didn't turn the lights. I saw you were going solo and I said, what the heck is up?
Well, Alex had something come up last minute, so he was unable to join. But if you want to hang around, that's cool by me.
I'll be able to for a few minutes because I was actually just making my dinner. So I've got a frozen pizza in the oven as we speak.
It's 10:15 p.m., Sean.
Well, you know, I don't know if you know this, but I like to party. So
it's true. It's true. And the grind don't stop. I'm sure you've been working hard, but I plugged Fightful Select pretty heavily in the beginning. If there's anything that you want to talk about coming up for the weekend, man, though, let us know.
I mean, listen, you kind of witnessed me running around a little bit of everywhere throughout that show, getting as much news.
Big
as
Shot
I could.
Sean Rossav. No offense to Big Shotty Lee, okay, but Sean was pictures. He was charging $25 per photo. He was
as
Virgil
if.
Could never have. Virgil
as
could never
if.
Have.
somebody says DiGiorno. Yes, and let me tell you why this pisses me off. Let me tell you why this bothers me. I love DiGiorno. My pizza of choice. Okay, if it's at Domino's, it's barbecue chicken, bacon.
Sure.
If it's most places, it's pepperoni. If it's the gas station, it's pepperoni and sausage. But if it's frozen pizza, I get a thin crust supreme. And for some reason, DiGiorno has moved away from the square frozen pizza to circular. And that is gross. That's a problem for me.
I gotta say, in the frozen pizza game back before my vegan days, like I was an Elio's girl growing up. The square frozen pizza is definitely superior. And Sean just starts pizza talk and abandons us.
I'm listening.
But the question that I always like with DiGiorno is, did you get it delivered? Because this, it's not delivery, it's DiGiorno thing, feels very outdated in my opinion. Like,
yeah, it does.
You can
DiGiorno
get...
tastes nothing like delivery. Not even remotely close to that. Nowhere near it. But I will not be able to hang on throughout the duration of the show, but I encourage you guys to stick around because Kate did watch this show. She absolutely did not get up during the Saraya match and go get chicken tenders. I can confirm this. I was a witness to this. Wow, why do we got that? I'm trying to put you
Why'd you put us in tiny circles?
Bam. That's an overlay. What are we talking about overlays? Meanwhile,
I
Crest
was doing fine before you hopped on here, okay?
You are, I guess. There you go.
With little bubbles. Yes.
But some details that we did get. Look at Joel Pearl hanging out here. Why isn't Joel Pearl? That's Sabrina. Sabrina's always
That's
saying
Sabrina.
Some wild shit. Why isn't Joel Pearl on here? Where's he at?
Why are
Where's
we circles? Can we do this?
My God. But we did confirm Saraya has signed with AEW for an additional year. Now, as we were leading up to this show, I was wondering, was this going to be a situation where she was being written off? And she originally had a 2-year deal with a 1-year option. And the way that AEW contracts work, you have to inform the talent at least 30 days before that that option isn't getting picked up. And I can't confirm this, but it's I'm under the impression that they weren't picking up that option and instead they negotiated a new one-year deal that is up next September. But Will Hobbs was at the show. He hasn't been used on TV yet, but Fightful Select today did confirm that he has been cleared for a return to the ring. In addition to that, we confirmed this on Wednesday night, immediately afterwards, MVP is officially signed to AEW. And if you zoom in on that business card, it does say Hurt Syndicate. Lashley and Shelton are on the way. This deal got done in recent weeks, and I know it was one that they worked hard to put together, both sides of that. But, man, I rather enjoyed what of this collision that I got to see because there were some snafus on screen. But I had told you live, like, I was excited for Hangman and Jeff Jarrett because if Jeff Jarrett could have a good match in 1995, he could still do it now because he does all the same stuff. I thought that it was good because they built off of it and they conveyed the emotion that Jeff Jarrett has had on screen over the last few months, but it wasn't so long or so much that you felt like, oh, okay, this is too much. Hangman won it. He won it decidedly. I thought that Saraya had one of her most fun matches in AEW here, and
I was doing so well solo. I was going to be like an hour and out, and now
we got the relief pitcher. See, that's funny because that's what I do on the AEW pay-per-view post shows. People are like, when are you going to have me on one? And I'm like, never, probably, because they're already an hour and a half with just me. So they're like, why do you have people on the WWE post shows and not AEW? Spoiler, WWE does 5-match pay-per-views. That's why.
I'm your morning guy. I'm here because I was called out. That's why I'm here. Hello.
That's fair. There you go. That's fair, Sean.
Speaking of, at Mini Portable on Twitter is joining me for Bad Blood next week. We've got Con Man who will be joining me in the future as well. At least he committed to it months ago. But yeah, we'll be doing those for Bad Blood. You and Alex doing Sour Graps next Saturday as well?
We will be. And speaking of Bad Blood, we actually had a chat directed at you from Wesley saying, hey, Sean, since you are here, have you heard if Sammy Gunther is planned for Bad Blood?
I have not. Not as of yet. I just, I would be surprised if it didn't. Like, I would be very surprised if it didn't end up there. But yeah, it's one of those things where they have liked the 5-match shows. However, it would make an awful lot of sense to add that one.
Sure. Tom LaValle saying, Kate, I know you're only 24. Thank you so much. So I'll lay it out for you. A VCR is what we use to watch movies.
Kate, did you see where they interviewed a bunch of NFL rookies and they had no clue what a VHS was?
Yes, it made me feel about a million and a half years old. It broke
my heart. Infuriated.
It was a rough one.
I threw the CRT TV out my window. I was so mad.
My laser out the window.
Oh, look at this.
The originator's here.
Somehow, like, my headphones aren't working, so I'm here.
Where's
but now
my
I'm
snare?
Not. So I got to leave and come back.
Turn up the snare in my headphones.
Okay.
All right.
I'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye, buddy. 45 is off to a rough start for poor Alex, man. He just had his birthday. We are on the struggle bus in his 45th year, but we were talking about this opening match, unless, Sean, there's anything else that you want to plug on Select, but if you wanted to give your thoughts on this Saraya Hayter match with Hayter winning, I did think that this was a fun plunder match for sure.
I thought so, and I think Saraya is actually pretty well served in these. Now, I know that you got to be kind of careful when she does these matches. I was horrified for her when I saw the setup to the table spot because I thought she was getting superplexed over and out, and I was a little bit concerned there. But I thought it actually ended up pretty well there. And, you know, Saraya has definitely not done her best in-ring work in AEW.
Sure.
But they brought her in when they needed some name value on that show. They needed people to get other people to pay attention to what was going on there. And, you know, she's had her moments. She's had her time. Like, sure. It's not like she's been completely useless like people will insist. The in-ring work has not been strong, but she's won the AEW title. She had her debut. She's done a lot of those things. Do we have Alex back?
I'm here. I'm here now.
Happy belated birthday, Alex.
Thank you.
It's funny because I realize now that the post I had made for you as I was taking off from New York City did not go up.
Ah, well, that'll do it.
Because spoiler alert, Delta does not have Wi-Fi, even though they claim they do.
Yeah, I
said so many wonderful things too that now I'm gonna leave it. I'm gonna leave it there until like mid-October,
and then
I'm gonna get people to tell you happy birthday again.
That'll be fun.
That's perfect.
I used to change my birthday on Facebook like every month.
Oh, we used it to was do fun. Our friends.
And I had people saying, well, nobody's going to tell you your birthday when it actually is. Who gives a shit? I'm getting told happy birthday 14 times a year now.
Wow.
I feel like you get enough crap on the internet that you get to be told it's your birthday once a month. Like, everybody should give you an outpouring of love at least once a month to offset that. I think that's totally fair.
I have learned that my pizza is done, but a little quick promotion for Fightful Select. Mondays, we drop the Fightful Weekly podcast. It's a Q&A and exclusive news. The next 2 weeks are going to be really great on Fightful Select. I had mentioned Minnie joining me on the Bad Blood review, but Alex and Kate will have their Bad Blood post-show review, which is always fun. Usually I pop up over there because, listen, my show ain't going as long as theirs.
No way. No show is going as long as ours.
Not usually, yeah.
And then I believe they will also have a Wrestle Dream review.
Yes.
Yes, we will.
Well, hell yeah. Always look forward to that as well. Usually I pop up over on that too, and I find out, or I let you guys know whatever scoops I have. But great stuff there. And also, to shout you guys out, you got a new era of NXT coming up on Tuesday. So if you guys who don't usually get this cast for AEW Collision, like Kate and like Alex and the great work that they do, they are on our airwaves a number of times throughout the week. Kate does Friday SmackDown. Alex does Wednesday AEW. So by God, they're busy, okay? And also this fella down here does, in my opinion, the best morning wrestling show that there is in the weeds.
Don't tell the guy from New York.
Okay, Alex would actually take issue with that because based on how long his shows go with Kate, technically they are also a morning show.
That is also technically a morning show, yes. Yeah.
It's a different part of morning.
Nice enough, I'm going to eat my pizza.
Okay, okay. Enjoy your pizza, Sean.
I ain't staying for long because y'all are good here now.
Yeah, I think we'll be okay now.
I think it's very fitting that technical difficulties would wreck this particular post show on the same night where technical difficulties wrecked that particular show. So
that was just the Wyatt Six showing up. That's what I think. The Wyatt Six is showing up in AEW.
Right.
They interrupted.
Did they also do the copy on AllElitewrestling.com where they spelled collision with two L's and two S's?
I think what
everybody.
What Joel's missing there is that he just doesn't collide hard enough. Like, yeah.
Collide harder, Joel.
Collide harder that your consonants double. But Alex Plasky, a nice surprise to be joined by you. I felt like I was, it was as though I was swerving when I drove. And you were not going to be here, but you're here now. I'm so excited.
I'm here now.
Is there anything you would maybe like to show the audience that perhaps your mouse would normally sit on?
Oh yeah. We need to get these for sale on shop.fightful.com.
Beautiful.
This is the sour. my wife had this made at Walgreens.
It printed so vibrant for real.
At Walgreens. That's crazy. My wife has had like mouse pads made for people on like you know, websites that do that kind of thing. Shutterfly, I think, is one of them. Mm-hmm. And she just said this, oh crap, I forgot your birthday. Mouse pad from Walgreens. And it turned out really nice.
It's beautiful.
Isn't that cool? And then my daughter went to Dollar Tree with her own money. And she says, since most of your t-shirts are black, I thought maybe your favorite color was black. So I got you the Black Power Ranger.
Stop.
With her own money. And this is awesome. And this is a great gift, honestly. This is a Batmobile Hot Wheels car.
That is so cool.
This is never leaving my desk. This is always going to be one of my little fidget toys on my desk. So
raising her right. We love that.
That's it. That's how it works.
Love that for you. Well, per usual, when other people interrupt, we make absolutely no headway on actually covering the show. So we are still at our opening match, which is great for us, as we can just dive right in here. But it was the Saraya's Rules match with Jamie Hayter, ending with that huge lariat that almost looked like a Pepsi twist that was laid in so hard. But, you know, there are limitations with Saraya, I think, she has fibromyalgia, which is a very not fun autoimmune disorder to deal with. Her neck is obviously, you know, something that'll chronically be something that she has to deal with her whole life. But I think she does provide a lot of value in a plunder match like this. You can certainly calculate things a little more. Sean did call out that table spot that did look dicey. But things like this, things like her being a managerial presence, when you see her live, I think she really excels at that heel managerial presence. She can kind of smell when a crowd is going down a little bit because the match is just stalled or the pacing of it or whatever. And she'll know to go talk some crap or to rip up a sign or whatever. She's very good and in tune with those things. But a fun opener. And obviously we talked about the news on Fightful Select that she is sticking around. But what did you think of our opener? And I'm just so excited to have Jamie Hayter back.
Me too. I am excited to hear whether or not Harley Cameron's spine is intact.
Is still a thing? Me too.
That bump, it was not fun to watch. I can't imagine it was fun to take.
Sure.
So yeah, that crazy table bump was, well, you know what? This is a thing I always look for in matches like this, where someone is taken out of the rest of the match. If it's like, oh, you took a forearm while standing on the apron, dropped 3 feet, and then we're out for 6 minutes. Or if it's this, where you took a crazy bump on a table that did not break, and then you were out. I can't help you anymore. I don't have a spine that's connected. Sure. So I thought that was really well done. Obviously, Hayter winning is the right call. I love the use of the lariat there. This is what we call an embarrassment of riches in the AEW women's division. That Jamie Hayter is here now, back.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
And could easily be the person who takes the title off of Mariah May or Mercedes Moné, and she's just warming up. She's just getting her sea legs back, and we will see where she is in 6 months or a year.
But
there's so many other incredibly talented women. Like if you could name, I don't know, half a dozen women as the next major program for Jamie Hayter, and I would say yes, please.
Yeah,
you know, but they're great stuff.
I think it's really good that we're starting to see maybe some factions built here. Like they were sniffing around some stuff with Serena and Queen Aminata there for a minute. Deanna Purrazzo obviously putting together a faction, because we are now getting to the point where this division has grown so much and really expanded that to keep that talent rotation fresh and growing, we've got to move to some stable. So I'm glad about that. But my mind immediately went to, I want to see Deanna versus Jamie Hayter so bad.
Yeah.
That's the one for me. Ricardo saying, hi, everybody at work. Love you all. See you later. Ricardo's so great. Like, he'll do that on Friday nights too, where he's like, I can't even watch, but I'm still sending you support, which I always, always, always appreciate. Good stuff there. But we're going to keep moving along. Kind of a more general question from Yes Boy. An honor to have half of Pretty Deadly in the chat, I can only assume.
Are you Yes Boy blonde or Yes Boy brunette? Because I never know what your names are, but just tell me the hair color. So I
just
know.
It's giving blonde. It's giving
Elton. Okay.
Yeah, I think. But if WWE licensed music, which song would y'all book for a wrestler? Male, female? I pick anything in DMX's catalogs for Breaker. Same with Glorilla for Jane.
Oh, that's a good question.
Honestly, anything that replaces Braun Breaker's theme I'm playing with.
Well, yeah, that's also true. there's a lot of good stuff in the classic metal oeuvre that I think would be great for Damian Priest. You know what I mean?
Ooh, yeah.
You know, something mid-80s. I don't know, like maybe Metallica's too on the nose. Something from mid-80s Metallica, Ride the Lightning. That'd be a great thing for Priest, but I'm not sure. It's a good question.
That is a good question. I when you said metal, my ears perked up too. I like came to love metal through new metal and then drove deeper into the classic stuff. I always thought Enemy by Seven Dust would make a killer, killer theme. Sure. That could go to like an Incoming Delta or something. I think that would be very, very fun. But our friend here, Second Lieutenant Colonel Photo, saying happy belated, Alex. That's a snazzy mouse pad. Well.
Maybe he would be tooting his own horn, because our friend Second Lieutenant Colonel Photo is the person who designed this logo. And honestly, it should be on shirts by now. Why this? Like, I don't know if Sean's still listening or if he's stuffing his face with pizza. Put this on shirts. Sell them. Let's set up a merch stand outside the Fightful Home offices in Toronto.
Sure.
Those things are gonna fly off the shelves.
Two things can be true. He could be listening and stuffing his face with pizza. But me, Norma, saying I'm at an Oktoberfest party with four kinds of sausage. Well, that seems straight up your alley.
Because
you are Meat Normus.
Meat Normus, can you follow up with a chat of what are the four types of sausage? I'm very intrigued.
And tread lightly, because that could mean a lot of things. But Wax saying, Happy belated. May all your booking be logical and all your Jerichos be off TV forever. Well, that didn't happen, but we're going to talk about that later in this episode of Collision. Yeah. Because they just insist on breaking my little ROH heart, man, over and over and over again. But let's keep plugging away at this episode of Collision. Real quick, we'll just say that there was this sit down with Renee between Ospreay and Ricochet. We saw some snippets of that. Check what is out on social media for that. Yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing more of that on Wednesday for sure. I love that we kind of had Ricochet pick up some wins and now we're jumping into Ricochet and Ospreay. Like, we had that promo a couple weeks ago where Ospreay said, pick up some wins and come after me, man. And he was like, all right. And he picked up some wins and now he's coming after him. Are you excited about the pacing of this, or do you think they need to pump the brakes on something that is kind of a quote unquote dream match?
Well, I mean, I don't know. To me, it's like everybody wants the dream match. Why are we artificially elongating the time we have to wait for the dream match? Like, everybody's been like, as soon as people heard, so Ricochet's leaving his contract if he goes to AEW, can't wait to see that Ospreay match. So why would they make us wait to see the Ospreay match? I honestly love the idea that they figured out a way to get it in storyline wise, and also said, hey, before you get a title shot, you got to pick up some wins. This is the kind of thing that I could easily see Ricochet and Ospreay being the defining rivalry of the next year. You know what I mean? Like,
would it be mad about that? Yeah,
that could be really cool. Certainly, like, you could see that Ricochet and Ospreay could do a thing where for a while they're allies, but then it turns sour, pun intended. And then who knows? But I'm really loving all the details that they're weaving into this interview with Renee about the reasons why there might be some animosity there. There could be some really great stuff here.
I agree. And speaking of great stuff, meet Normus following up, letting us know it was bratwurst, knockwurst, Polish, and beef something.
Something is my favorite kind of sausage, by the way.
Oh my gosh, it is the signature of Jake something, is what I'm told. So, Eric Fried's asking, how would you book the Ninja Turtles at Wrestlings? I feel like that's a Jim Cornette question, to be honest. But
that well, obviously they'd be a faction. They would Freebird the tag titles. Or Free Turtle the tag titles. Obviously, Leonardo would be the leader. Donatello does machines. Raphael, cool but rude. And Michelangelo, party dude. So there's your four roles within the faction. I think it's fairly safe to say. But yeah, Freebird the tag titles, man.
I agree. Well, no, Free Turtle them, obviously.
Free Turtle.
Could have, you know how everybody has like their cool backstage hangout spots? Theirs could just be under sewer grates in whatever city they're in. I'm here for that. But Chad722 with a question saying, what night should the potential AEW Fox show air? Well, if I am Fox and I am doing this with AEW, I think they should do something bold and just go head-to-head with SmackDown since it's going to be on USA. You have habit viewers. You have habit advertisers.
Yeah.
Make it a two-hour show. Sorry, Rampage, kick the curb. But just keep in the flow that people have already expected wrestling at the time at. Because from everything that I've heard, they're not sick of wrestling. They're sick of paying that much for wrestling. And so if Fox pays AEW a quarter of what they were paying SmackDown to do the same thing, that's huge money for AEW. That's a huge win for Fox. And you kind of just keep the train rolling there. Imperative to me that you do not run Rampage as an add-on or make that a three-hour thing, because I think that is already proven to be oversaturation. I will say I have concerns about that, too, because it feels like they have a lot of hours of TV and they really kind of only truly care about Dynamite right now. Collision feels like a fun supplementary show, almost like how SmackDown was to Raw back when I started watching in 2009. But what says you, if you're doing Shockwave, what does that look like in your opinion?
I mean, Friday seems to be the most logical. They have a hole there now.
Right.
I don't know. I don't even know what SmackDown is running on Fox on Fridays from 8 to 10 p.m. now. Like they must have picked out something for their fall schedule. I don't know what it is, but I think that that's probably one way to go. Just for the sake of me still having a night off, please don't do please don't do Thursday. But I'm not even honestly. Running it Friday seems like the smart, the easy thing to do at that point. So yeah, college football is what they're running. They're not taking college football off the air. No. So I guess that would not be where they would run it. I don't know. Where's a weak spot in their lineup? They'll just put in some AEW there.
Plop it in there. We'll see. We'll see what's to come. I don't know if they'll. This is probably going to start at the beginning of 2025, right? Mm-hmm. So that wouldn't be a conflict for too long. But
yeah.
Van Twinblade calling you old, saying XOXO, someone only 10 years younger than you. Well, as someone who is over 20 years younger than you, I still find that far, rude.
Yes. indeed.
Wag saying the Bang Bang Turtle Gang. I'm in. Michelangelo versus Jay White for a controlling stake of that. I'm so in on that. Mm-hmm. I'm so in on that. But thank you so much for the support tonight. We're gonna keep it rocking and rolling with the thing that I almost made me cry for bad reasons. Nigel and Danielson almost made me cry for good reasons at this taping. But the Learning Tree defeating the Conglomeration because. The ROH champion got pinned by Chris Jericho, made me want to vomit in my mouth. But post-match, Jericho says that he kind of wants to go after the Trios Championships. So they're either setting up something horrendous on ROH and sending up something really bad on AEW, or they're just fully not caring that they pinned the ROH champion on AEW television and still setting up something bad. Holy hell, the Jericho Vortex was done ironically. It is real. Nobody can move on from this. The two guys that are over can't turn on him from this. This is so exhausting and so beat into the ground. I don't want to see the Conglomeration mixed up in it anymore. There is so much talent on the Conglomeration side that could be doing such better things. If we break off the pieces and let them feud, I'm fine. But man, Jericho is just dragging stuff through the mud. I'm very burnt out on it. But I know he's one of your favorites, so I'm sorry to be harsh.
I know, I've got a soft spot in my heart for old Chris Jericho. Didn't they have Mordos pin Briscoe on a random episode of Collision? And then he got a title shot.
Yes.
And he lost. So, the best we can hope for is that for Jericho? The best we can hope for after they've done this particular step of having him pin the champ on a random episode of Collision is to then get his title shot on a TV, quote unquote, of ROH and lose. Because, somebody said, is this the plan for, what's the next ROH one? Death Before Dishonor?
Final Battle, I think.
Final Battle. Yeah. Is the next one?
Yeah.
That's months from now, is it not? They sometimes just say, why not have an ROH title match on an episode on a pay-per-view for AEW? Like, I could easily see them just doing Jericho versus Mark Briscoe for the ROH title on the undercard of WrestleDream in a few weeks. I mean, that might be, again, one of the best case scenarios, because at least maybe if it's one and done, we get it over with and move on. And maybe him losing because one of his henchmen screws up causes him to get too angry with them and they leave him in the lurch. I'm projecting here. They need to go. This cannot happen anymore. The Learning Tree must wither and die. It is fall. All of the leaves will fall off.
Agreed.
It's going to be winter. There'll be just twigs sticking off of the tree. And maybe in a really big windstorm, it'll just blow over. And the roots will be exposed and the tree will die. That's what I hope for. Although, one thing I do want out of this is whatever's going to happen when the Learning Tree goes bye-bye is that you need to push Big Bill. Because that dude is just so good. If I said he's the best big man in AEW, I don't know.
Active right now? Because someone would
Active, active right now. I mean,
active right now, I would say yes. With the note that there is a lot of meat that is in the freezer. Yes, currently. But yes, yeah.
So yeah.
He is, and you've said this, and I agree. There's something really special with him where he's a really big guy who is not just so one note with being intimidating. He has so much charisma and personality, and you don't always get a lot of that. And I'm not saying that other big men don't have it. I just mean they're thrown into a specific archetype so much. And we've seen Big Bill exhibit a ton outside of that. Here's how we know, because you and I have not been in on the learning tree from the beginning, but Luis is one of the most normal people that we have around here, and he's just apoplectic over this. I can't handle three more months of this. I think what they might do is make this a triple threat with Shane Taylor, and maybe they're trying to protect Mark by having Jericho take the pin or something. I don't know.
Wow.
He's been calling for that title for like 2 months, and he hasn't been on the show in one of those months, so... This is just, it just sucks. It just sucks. They're either ignoring the fact that the ROH champion was on television or they're setting up something that nobody wants to see. That is just bad. Yeah. That is a bad, bad deal. But we're going to move on. Please continue to get in those super chats and Humper Chats at humperchats.com. Please leave a thumbs up on this video. I know we're not normally the AEW Collision crew here, but...
No.
We're so excited to be here and talking to you guys, and we appreciate the support that you are throwing our way. I'll tell you who else might need some support, and that is Action Andretti, because Brody Lee just murdered him. Just murdered him in the ring.
King.
Or Brody King. I do that all the time, and feel so bad because I feel like it's very disrespectful. My apologies, Brody King. It's because I hear it in your Darby Allin impression so much that like me just saying it in a normal tone doesn't come across properly. But Brody King making short work of Action Andretti. 1 minute and 40 seconds was the length of this match. That splash cannonball combination is so much fun with Brody King. Seems like House of Black is in a weird spot entirely, but Brody King is like the most over guy in the faction, and I would love some consistency for him, whatever that looks like. But mostly, not just my ROH heart, but what are we doing with Action Andretti? Like, my consistent complaints about AEW and ROH all stem from the same night of wrestling. Like, Top Flight doesn't know whether it's a tag team, whether it's a faction, or if it's a trio. They don't know if Action Andretti is in it or not. They don't know if Andretti is a singles competitor or a trios competitor. Like, there's so much ambiguity about which roster they're on and what division they're in. And that just seems like the most fundamental stuff in the world, that it drives me crazy that week after week I'm preaching about the same crap, and it's such an easy tweak. Everything that's annoying me about ROH is the easiest fixes right now. And it's kind of true about Collision. Collision's just the place where ROH talent goes to get smooshed, it feels like, of late. But always happy to see Brody King in action. He's so great. His entrance is so cool live. That was one of the highlights of being there live for me. But not a lot to talk about. But we do get a post-match angle set up here with Lance Archer and the Righteous attacking Top Flight from the ramp after Brody King exits. Andretti flying over the top rope to take out the Righteous, and Top Flight regroup. Seems like we're building to a trios program here, but I just feel like I can't trust that to be true. What do you think of the match and this post-match angle?
I mean, the thing about it, with the, what are we doing with Andretti? They're doing something with him. He's got the most, like, he's obviously got character development going on right now, which is more than I can say for Action Andretti ever, except for the time when he was drinking water fast. You know what I mean? Like, there was that time where the only thing about him that was, it was like, okay, name two things about Action Andretti. One, he beat Jericho that one time. Two, he drinks water fast. That would be it. Nobody would say anything else about him. Now, like, he seems to be really pissed that they're taking a lot of losses. He wants his faction mates to be more serious. He was really pissed that he was being, I don't know how to say it, like... little, not a good teammate in their match last night for on Rampage versus Black and Buddy. So much so that he tagged himself in, turned right around into the Black Mass or the End, and got pinned. He was so pissed about that, he hucked a bottle of water that apparently he hadn't drank yet at the back of Brody King, And that's why this match happened. And he started out hot. Like, he was like, I'm going to do as much as I can. I'm going to hit the guy in the knees, try and bring the big man down. And then the big man caught him with a right hand as he was flying off the top rope. And then that was all she wrote. It is the classic, I'm going to do whatever I can to try and chop you down. But if you, much larger than me, get in one good shot, that's probably pretty much it for me. So that's what happened to Action Andretti. Him continuing to be kind of pissed, at least as a character. I don't know where we go with it, but at least it's got more character than like the Martin boys right now, who just seemed like they're there. Yeah. You know what I mean? They're not really doing anything. At least you're doing something with Andretti to distinguish him from the rest of his faction mates. I don't know where all of that goes. The Righteous coming in to attack Top Flight, because each team separately had called out House of Black, and House of Black is like, sure, get in line, take a number, we'll fight all of you. Which I feel like is probably where we're getting from this, is that maybe there's a triple threat trios match, number one contendership.
Sure.
And the winner of that is where Yuta finally, you know, breaks away from that. And then the winner of this little feud between these three trios ends up being the next trios champ. We'll see.
I'm not mad about that idea. It is very nice to see. We're going to talk about it in a minute, but Wheeler Yuta, a shining star right now that has been waiting to shine bright, I feel like. But I will say this, you were right. Brody King gets in his one shot, and if you want your one shot to last longer than a minute and 40 seconds, well, darn it.
Blue Chew, main event performance, main event confidence, and a main event deal. Go to BlueChew.com and use the code FIGHTFUL, and you will get Blue Chew with their first shipment for free. Shipment? Yeah, I said shipment. No waiting in line at the pharmacy, no awkward doctor's visits. You take their online exam, and then if approved, it ships straight to your door. That's right. Same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable form and much more affordable. How can you pass up on this? How can you pass up on that confidence? How can you pass up on that performance? How can you pass up on making your sex life better? That's what Blue Chew is here to do. You don't have to have a problem to use Blue Chew. Just get that additional performance. BlueChew.com and the code FIGHTFUL.
Guys, we are working our way through this episode of Collision. Please leave a thumbs up on this video if you haven't already. We're going to be touching tips momentarily here, but leaving comments on this video also helps people find us. And of course, subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. I gave you the hard sell at the beginning of the show, but more of you are watching now than were then. So Fightful Select, breaking the news about MVP, breaking the news about Saraya, clarifying the Lucha Brothers situations all in the past few days. More to come this weekend. Huge pay-per-view cycles coming up. Huge contract news cycles coming up. And you get me and this fella on FightfulSelect.com every Monday doing your Sour Graps Raw review. And for pay-per-views and PLEs, doing our own post-show. And sometimes you might find us on the wrong side of things, Alex.
Yes. The wrong side of town.
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We did a review of The Wrong Side of Town, starring Rob Van Dam and starring Batista. So we're gonna do more of those. I'm gonna review both See No Evil movies. Kate won't be watching them, so I'll just be telling her what happened. And
I will see no evil because I won't be watching.
You won't be watching because you are a scaredy cat. So
yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So Subscribe to FightfulSelect.com for all sorts of bonus content there. But we are going to keep moving along here. We get your scapegoat, Jack Perry, defeating Minoru Suzuki, who answers this with what I thought was a pretty well done count out. I thought this was a well done ending. I will say this was a little bit odd from the live taping perspective, because this was at like, this started at like 7:30. This match happened before anything happened.
Right, right.
Which is kind of cool, I guess, to get the crowd hyped up for something. Yeah. But I feel like it made the editing of this a little wonky. Yeah. But good stuff. Good stuff. No complaints with Minoru Suzuki. Yeah. I was kind of hoping someone with a little bit more of a shot in hell might have answered. Like Minoru Suzuki, obviously not winning here, but we got that draping DDT from the apron to the floor with Suzuki landing right on his dome. Perry hitting the running knee into the steel steps while Aubrey makes the 10 count. Perry slides back into the ring, leaving Suzuki to be counted out. I feel like that fits in with the scapegoat way of doing things without having an overabundance of interference. I found that refreshing. What did you think?
Listen, like, I think across the board, across all of wrestling that I have ever watched, far too many heels are chicken shit in the exact same way. I don't want the match. Please don't make me have the match. Oh, no, I'm in the match. Better run away until I can cheat. Or I have my friends cheat for me and I win. Like, he's not necessarily a chicken shit, Jack Perry, but he knows he's overmatched. He's trying to chop Minoru Suzuki, and he's hurting his own hand. Yeah. So, like, he's not, he knows he's overmatched. So, you retain the title on a count-out victory. You retain the title on a count-out loss. I've seen so many more heels retain the title on a count-out loss than I have on a count-out victory.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, I might not be able to pin this guy's shoulders to the mat, but I can do as so much damage to him when the referee is at 8 that I can sneak back into the ring while he's still recovering from a draping DDT and being kneed into the steps.
Sure.
That's a perfectly viable way for a heel champ like Jack Perry to retain. Also, it builds heat because the crowd hates watching a count out. But, like, it's a perfect... That gets there. You should be able to win matches like that. Not every time. But against Minoru Suzuki, who he was not planning on facing. And, like, the look on his face when he heard the, you know, the music start was like, oh, crap. Like, and I honestly, maybe that was the plan from the beginning with Jack Perry. If I could get him outside, worn down enough, maybe I can win by count out. And that's a perfectly viable way of doing it. Don't overdo it, but I have no problem with this particular thing.
They don't do a ton of countouts in AEW, so I don't mind it when they do, and I don't mind it when it's done to make somebody look smart. Like, if you use that, to your point, as a way to exhibit something that makes the heel look like they're actually smart, that's something I can appreciate, and I can appreciate it against a guy like Minoru Suzuki. So some good stuff there, guys. Keep those super chats and humper chats coming. We thank you so much for the support that we've gotten all episode. And we are going to move along to our Pack Pool Compact Club, as we try to say, or I try to say here, versus Private Party and Commander. Man, I'm having trouble with Private Party taking so many losses of late. Like, they've just been getting buried for some reason. And I think they're good. And when a tag team division needs people, like, they're fun and entertaining, but they're not silly gooses, and we have a lot of silly gooses.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water. Enjoy. And watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This right now. We have Outrunners, we have MXM. I like both of them. They're silly gooses. Private Party offers something a lot different, and them just like pairing with Commander because doesn't really work for me, but I do understand if you're going to have this matchup, of course, who is going to win here. And it is an impressive title defense, of course. I love this tug of war that Yuta has going on inside of him of these guys took out my mentor, but my mentor would want me to be a fighting champion. Like, to me, there's just something so visible about how Wheeler is like, I have this responsibility to a championship that I've been working my whole life for, yeah, with people that I trusted up until this point, but they also tried to murder my friend, and him just trying to figure out how to navigate that, I think is so much fun. But we have a nice cattle mutilation to end it. I love Wheeler using that. Those hammer and anvil elbows and Yuta just snapping, I thought was really, really fun. Zay getting the brunt of it here. But man, like, I don't like superfluous stuff in this way. Like, that's not fun for me to watch. And I feel like you're burying two very bright talents a lot of late. This does kind of stem back from 2 weeks ago, so there's at least some consistency with it. But man, I don't know. I feel like Private Party deserves a little bit better here, the same way I feel like Top Flight did. Like, these teams that felt so promising that don't... Like, it feels like the Outrunners are closer to winning a title than either of those teams are, and I don't feel like that's how things should go.
Yeah. When they decided, hey, Private Party teaming with Commander for the first time ever is going to be a random victim of John Moxley violence.
Yeah.
What? Why?
Let's stick with it then, too.
But who were they going to face? Why were they going to face anybody? When was the... They had a whole vignette where they started talking to Scorpio Sky. Where was the Commander vignette? Why are these guys friends now all of a sudden? And so now that you're trying to do this thing where, like... they try to get revenge on being jumped the first time by jumping Moxley and his cohorts a second time, which led to what I thought was really great from Moxley being like, you've been here since the beginning. You're at the same exact spot. I'm going to give you something to work against, a little friction, a little motivation. Smashes his hand with a hammer. Like, okay, that's really cool, but this is not the whole thrown together business of this team is kind of brings the whole thing of this team trying to get revenge, getting a title shot, brings it way down because they've never had any matches as a tag team. This, I believe, was the first time, maybe the second, they had like some squash or something where they called out Moxley. So the second time they've ever had a match as a trio. And this is a title match, and I still don't know how they became buddies or why they decided to team together. But I think that the thing that holds all of this together is Yuta refusing to get involved, and over and over again, Marquand knocking, I think, Pac off the apron, but not even trying to go for Yuta. Mm-hmm. Commander jumps up onto the turnbuckle right next to him. Yuta stands there like this. Commander doesn't try to go for him. He goes for somebody else. And Cassidy, because he's the one who's super pissed because his hand is the one that got smashed, he's the one who says, Yuta, I'm going after you because you're standing here and I need to get a shot in on somebody because I'm still pissed. Your buddies did this to me. And Yuta's like, well, I was content to sit here and do nothing. But if you took a shot at me, then I'm going to end your life. Because I am boiling inside and do not know how to control all this rage I feel. So I'm going to take your hand, smash your hand, get one of these deals, and then roll you forward into the... Because I'm going to hurt you as much as I possibly can. because I don't know how to control all this rage I feel at my partners. Eventually, the whole thing has to go kablooey.
We
have to hope they're in the ring with the right trio when the whole thing goes kablooey. Because
that is the wrestling term, by the way. I don't know if you guys know that. It's from Carnival Days. Kablooey.
Yes. if the learning tree gets a title shot and it goes kablooey, then this is bad for everybody.
It's so true. It's so true. I appreciate you using it in a sentence to help us out. Tom LaValle saying, I love Claudio and Pac smiling at Crazy Yuta. Yeah, there was like a we're not so different, you and I moment in that, which I thought was fun.
Yep.
Lucha Commander plus Private House Party equals Yuta.
Oh, no.
Not a Lucha House Party.
Oh, my goodness.
My goodness. You guys have been killing it with the chats tonight. Thank you so much for the support. We're going to keep it rocking and rolling here because we are not going kerplooey. We are going to talk about this Outrunners vignette. I do love these guys. They're just going crazy in Cody Island, winning prizes, having fun in bumper cars. I do love them. Like, I adore them.
Are they 18 years old today?
Well, they are the youngest men alive. I don't know if you've heard. So
did they both turned 18 years old today and also yesterday and the day before that and the day before that. The youngest men alive is a dumb catchphrase.
I mean, no, it's not because Nigel gave it to them and he's perfect. So he's never done anything wrong in his whole life.
All
so
right, fine.
I can only assume you hate clams if that's going to be your analysis about this.
Listen. Even the best of us can be wrong once.
I've literally never been wrong before.
Okay, so fine.
This is another frustration that if you're an ROH fan, you're like, I don't know who's on what shows. Like, because the Outrunners aren't even being built on ROH to be elevated to AEW. They're just on it sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, this is absolutely maddening. Mm-hmm. It is genuinely frustrating. There's been so much growth in the women's division and so much great women's wrestling happening on ROH that I was very critical when everything was not being treated with any care. And now there's so much great wrestling happening, but it is absolutely a load of crap that the Outrunners seem better positioned on AEW television than Athena does. I don't understand why the Pure title and the ROH titles and the tag titles exclusively are featured on AEW. But Athena, as you said, is in witness protection program on ROH. The women's TV title, not allowed to be defended there either. Why are the women not allowed on AEW? Especially since at Battle of the Belts, which nobody gives a crap about, Athena's segment, I'm pretty sure, was the highest rated one.
Right.
Like, they are just wasting so much of the equity that they're building in ROH. It's a bummer. And they're randomly calling people up with, like, Queen Aminata just disappeared at one point. It seems like Taya Valkyrie is headed that way. Like, pick freaking lanes and stick in them. It drives me absolutely crazy. And they're just pissing away this historic title reign. Athena breaking Samoa Joe's record for the longest title reign in ROH history. And they have barely an acknowledgement about it. Only Ian Riccaboni mentioning something in passing. And thank God for Ian Riccaboni. Pay him to have his own private island with the Allentown Iron Pigs and his family, because, like, he is the best and he was very fun on this episode as well. Anyway, rant over. We can continue. Keep those chats going. We get Hologram defeating Dralistico and Beast Mortos. The post-match angle is something I'm very interested in, with Dralistico and Mortos starting to fight with Roosh going to the ring and pulling them together. Hologram goes to attack and they lay him out and do the LFI pose together. Now, this version of LFI, I know we've been so start and stop with Roosh, but Mortos and Dralistico and him, not mad about that. Not mad about that at all. And I feel like doing this against Hologram, because he's become such a fan favorite, that's like a fun person to rally against for something like this. But see it through. I know there's been injuries. I know there's been people that have left the company unexpectedly. You have something really special with the three of them, though. Stick with it. Ride the train. Let's get Roosh on TV consistently, and let's get this faction cooking, because I am here for it. What did you think of our match, and what do you think of this post-match angle?
Oh, my God. Months ago, Kate, months ago, I said, can we get LFI back? But wait, first of all, can we replace Peyton, what's it?
Preston Vance Warner.
can we replace him with Black Taurus? And since then, Black Taurus has become Beast Mortos. And then they just did that. Yes. They just did it. They just did the thing that I asked of them. Which, like, listen, Tony Khan does not always answer my emails. But apparently this one made it through. He read it and he said, that is a good idea. I will do the thing you asked. Give you no credit.
That's true.
But I will do the thing that you asked. Because Dralistico, healthy, by the way. Awesome. Yes. Thank God he's awesome. Back. He's great. Showed out in this match. And man, Roosh with these two guys, it's just friggin' great. Like this. here's the deal.
Happy birthday. This is your birthday gift.
If Top Flight figures it out and they're the ones to be in the ring with the BCC when BCC goes kerplooey, and Top Flight is the new is the trios champions, and the team that comes after them and eventually dethrones them is whatever is this new version of the LFI, like that right there is an easy progression to get to something that would be amazing, which is that particular awesome, hard-hitting, high-flying, amazing trio being chased by everybody else in the division. Do that for 6 months. It would be so good. Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it.
I am very much in on that. I think Tony Khan was like, we just want to wait for his birthday to do it, but per Alex's last email, this has finally gone through. I'm so excited about this trio. MD Cyclo saying it doesn't take much to please Alex. Just do exactly what he asks for. That's it.
True. It's true. It's true.
Just
it's true.
Literally read our minds
you,
and do
you
what
can
we
even
ask.
Take almost a year to get around to doing it. I'll still be happy. Just eventually do it.
Yeah. I mean, it's right there. It's right there, people.
It's right there. Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't have put money on them reuniting this faction. I feel like we've seen a lot of back and forth with Roosh. Yeah. He could be a single star if you wanted him to be. He has so much charisma and he's such a world beater. But I like him in a faction. So I wouldn't have known what the line on this was. Right. But I'll tell you, if I was going to bet on something, I would go to BetOnline.ag. Because they've got like the earliest lines and you can bet on wrestling and you can bet on football. And darn it, if Sean Ross Sapp isn't here to tell you about it.
I want to talk to you guys about our great partner at BetOnline.ag. Yes, the place that lets you bet on pro wrestling. We've gotten our pro wrestling betting odds from them for years, well before we even worked with them. And we're going to tell you a little bit more about them. They got the earliest lines, the fastest payout, the industry best bonuses. They've been trusted for 25 plus years because of their safe and secure environment and their quick payouts. But you can bet on pro wrestling. How cool is that? If you think you know more than anybody, go ahead and look at those odds. It's the same ones you've seen on Fightful for years. You might see one that sticks out to you and you go, wait a second. There's no way that person's going to win. Why are they an underdog? Make yourself some money. BetOnline.ag. And hey, it doesn't stop there. Whatever sports you want, they got you covered. Popular games like blackjack and roulette, Supernova, Skyward, all that stuff. BetOnline.ag. Please bet responsibly and only bet what you can at BetOnline.ag.
And with all the money you're winning on BetOnline.ag, because we've got you covered on the odds. We tell you exactly what to do, where to go. We tell you what we think will be upsets every time there's a pay-per-view or PLE. With all the money you're saving, spend just over $50 a year to subscribe to Fightful Select, all right? You can subscribe for $5 a month, or you can just pay once up front. Great gift if you have a wrestling fan in your life to get them all the most accurate scoops possible in the whole wide world of professional wrestling. What bigger gift is there than Alex Pawlowski and I doing post shows behind there? I mean, that's not egotistical to say at all.
No, it's not. Yeah.
Subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. Please leave a thumbs up on this video. We are kind of coming down the home stretch of this episode of Collision. There will be more to come in this crazy wrestling cycle. We've got Bad Blood coming up. We've got Wrestle Dream coming up. I'm assuming the C2 is coming back. There is plenty more to rock and roll with. But we're going to keep rocking and rolling here with Collision. We get a promo from Chris Statlander that I loved. She says she wins big matches, but all anybody talks about is the loser of those matches. She's not going to complain or beg, but if you could design a women's wrestler from the ground up, it's her. And when she's ready to pick her spot, she'll let us know. So I'm excited that it seems like they have something planned for us for Chris Statlander. This was a very naturally delivered promo. I love her alliance with Stokely, but she's certainly capable of speaking on her own. She does not need Stokely, which is something I appreciate when a manager can just be supplementary. But I loved this, and I thought it was nice because it does feel like Willow kind of got more of the chatter coming out of it, but she gave Willow a hell of a run for her money, right. Alex.
Yeah. Well, Willow lost the CMLL title to somebody who wasn't Stat, even though Stat specifically said, I'm going to face you for that title. Never did for the title, just beat her while she was still champion, I believe, and then Willow lost it to somebody else. So I could see that being a reason why you'd be pissed.
Sure.
I mean, listen, of all the people that she could be coming after, there are two firmly heel champions in AEW. I don't know what, like, I wouldn't mind seeing a heel versus very different kind of heel program with her and Mercedes, who has nobody coming after her right now. But there's not a lot of people she could be going for specifically that I'm looking at. So I guess the solution to this is, if you're going to put Mark Briscoe on AEW television all the time, put Athena on AEW television all the time and have Stat go after her. Because those matches are something I would watch heartily every time.
For sure.
But also, I don't know if I need her in a faction per se, but like, Deanna's trying to build a stable of girls who like to hit hard. So like, Stat would fit in well with that. Maybe there'd be like a tenuous thing of like, listen, I'll go to war with you, but I don't take orders from you.
Sure.
Kind of a thing with Stat and Deanna. That could be fun. I don't know, man.
I think Rosa's gonna be out for a little bit, but I was like, oh, that would be so fun if she
That would
was
be
around.
Cool too if she was available.
It would. But a good promo from her. She's really settled into, like, it's crazy to think she came into this company as an alien, right? She's really adjusted to life on Earth very, yes. very well. But, like, this version of her is she feels
very
comfortable.
You almost forget that she's from a different planet. You know what I mean?
You really do. You really do. I mean, her wrestling is otherworldly, but I will say. Speaking of otherworldly, the MXM collection. I adore these guys. I do feel like this segment was long and maybe not my favorite of segments, but my God, they're very, very, very entertaining
they
to
are.
Have
they
on
are.
Screen. Yeah. And they do say that this is Grand Slam Fashion Walk because, you know, we got Fashion Week in New York, of course. By all accounts, like, this shouldn't really work, but the two of them are so good that, like, even though this felt long, there was still so much that I liked it. There's some jobbers who walk to present the collection, but the thing that they want to do is show us the newly redone jacket of Max Caster. During this, there is a black draping over what? I didn't know if it was a man. I didn't know if it was a ghost. I didn't know if it was a podium, but something very tall is shrouded in this black curtain, and they go to unveil it to showcase the jacket, and it is Hans straight from the forests of Dusseldorf. And they show the jacket, and it says Best Dressed Alive. The opening has a heart, much like Mason's sunglasses. And they take off the curtain, which took a little bit of work. You could see Mansoor was really trying to reach up because Billy Gunn is a tall dude.
And he was on like a little apple box too, so he was very tall.
He was extremely tall. But he has a mask of Mason's face on it. They talk about how incredible his physique is. And Alex, you know what they invite him to do?
And touch tips, yep. Oh. Hold
on. With enthusiasm, please. God. No. Turn 45 and you lose the love of the game?
I cannot be enthusiastic about this segment, Kate.
Fine. Billy Gunn does exactly what I did. He comes over the top. I will say, I was sitting with Sean, and he was like, oh, they should have had him scissor it. Why didn't he scissor the touching of the tips?
It's a very, very obvious thing to do.
Yeah, come on now. But big reveal is it's Billy Gunn, the Acclaim run in here. This just isn't great to me, but... No. I will say live, this was something that was very welcome because it was such a long taping that some silliness was very welcome. The moment just felt like it went a little bit long, but, I do think this is probably a more productive program for the Acclaimed if they're going to be this version of them. It feels like Billy Gunn, someone named Daddy Ash should be more aligned with MXM than the Acclaimed at this point.
Well, they should be. Yeah.
Me, Norma, saying every time I see Billy Gunn, I do 100 pushups. Genuinely, like, wrestling criticism aside, that man is ripped. Like, he's in unbelievable shape. But yes. This wasn't my favorite of theirs. Just ran a little long and a little bit obvious on what happened. But
was the reason for so many jobbers holding face masks up over their own faces so they could, like, swarm Billy Gunn so that he could be rescued by Bowens and Caster? Because I think the reason this felt so long is, like, nobody cared about the fashions. Because they weren't, like, outlandish. They were just regular clothes. Except for, I guess, just Jeff, who was wearing some kind of no shirt and a leopard print fur coat. I think you could have gotten away with three. Honestly,
yeah, that's fair.
Three guys, four if you want to have one at each ring post, but there was like seven, eight. I don't know how many. There were too many guys. But by the time they
good
got around
to... Good for them for
good for them for getting paid, but like that's what stretched everything out because they had to do a full introduction of each of them. There was Cameroon from Sierra Leone and Sierra Leone from Cameroon. Like you had to do all of these jokes. They weren't bad jokes. There were just too many of them to get to the reveal where like once you see a figure in the ring with the thing over his head, you go, well, that's it. One of the three guys is under there. And then when you took off everything except for the, you could see the physique, it was like, well, that's Billy Gunn.
Sure.
And like, so the reveal isn't like a payoff. So it just took too long. And mostly I just want MXM to win the match versus the Acclaimed and for that to make the Acclaimed so mad that they break up. And if that is not a thing that happens, then I don't want any of this to occur.
That is fair. I will say it warms my heart. We say it a lot, but the fact that MXM is being so well received, I don't know if from my understanding, everything I heard was that the intention was for them to be in ROH mostly. And I think they've connected so much with the crowd that they're being used way more than anticipated, which is awesome. Yeah. I think when Manny did the diss rap on Caster, this was inevitable because that got like 2 million views and was like, put the fries in the bag, bro, or whatever. So I don't hate this, but yeah, this segment just didn't fully hit tonight. It was definitely a breath of fresh air live, but didn't quite connect on TV for me. But we will move along. Keep those super chats and humper chats coming. We are coming down the home stretch here. We get our lumberjack strap match, which I think makes a lot more sense than a regular lumberjack match. Like, the fact that the lumberjacks are armed with something, I feel like makes sense. It's a stipulation that I hate, so it's never something I'm excited about. Wasn't particularly enthused by this program either, but I understand it as a good stopgap between pay-per-views and something that they finally kind of just want to pay off here. I would have preferred this earlier. Like, I feel like this lost some of that heat, but Hangman won with the Deadeye. It happened convincingly. Like, it's a clean execution for a stopgap program. I can't, even me, certified Jeff Jarrett hater, can't fully complain about it. But Rafael Garcia saying, so did the Hangman match glitch live as well, or was it just the recording tonight? I am so here for LFI, though. I'm so here for LFI, too. We did not experience technical glitches live. This is probably... I don't know how this stuff works. Cardozo would be a good person to ask, or you, a trained actor, probably know better, but... that feels to me very much like it's probably a Warner issue because it's a pre-taped show. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine that those little fast-forward glitches and that segment card that popped up was on anybody else but Warner. But stuff happens. I think the Wyatt Six was breaking in, but what are you going to do? The real story of this match is Juice Robinson's fashion. But what did you think of what we got here?
Yeah, was that a diaper?
What? It looked diaper-esque. I think it was just white tights,
It just looked so padded.
What I mean? He was Tommy Pickles-ing it out there.
It looked like he was wearing Depends. You know what I mean?
so I couldn't fully see.
He was Tommy Pickles from the waist down and Big Josh from the waist up. And
I loved this.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
So much. Big Josh. Yeah,
it was. It's Little Josh because he's in wearing diapers. Mm-hmm. It's Big Josh's son, who they call Little Josh.
Josh
who
Jr.
Who dresses up like Daddy, but also doesn't like wearing pants. And so you see his that very much.
And he's not allowed near Bears, but he is allowed near the Guns, who also looked fab in this.
Yeah. I only saw the finish of this. Which of course is Hangman getting his ass kicked by all of Jarrett's friends and then getting strapped a lot by Karen Jarrett in the ring and then resorting to a low blow to have to beat Jeff Jarrett. So yeah, well, let's Hangman had a lot of momentum coming out of beating Swerve. So this didn't feel like it capitalized on that to me. But then again, I am even more of a Jeff Jarrett hitter than you are. So I don't know what his plan, what the plans are. The plan cannot be, he's locked in a feud with Jeff Jarrett. What are the plans for Hangman Page? Because he's one of the main characters, if not the main character of all of AEW. This is the five years of Dynamite. If you said what is the main character if you looked at the entire 5 years of Dynamite as being one big long novel, the main character is Adam Page going through all of that stuff. So what is starting the next 5 years? Where are we going with him? Because there's so many cool places to go, and if we start out the next volume in this series of tomes about AEW Dynamite, I don't want him to spend even more than a single chapter on Jeff Jarrett or Jeff Jarrett's friends.
No, my inclination is that this was just because Hangman had set up that promo of anybody that stood in my way on the way to Swerve, you're going to pay, right? So I think Jarrett is crossed off the list, and now we move on to someone that'll probably have something more substantial is my guess there. But guys, we are at the main event. So get in those super chats and humper chats. Last call, the Bang Bang Gang getting in the ring after this as well to help Jarrett and Hangman attacking them. If it's Hangman versus Jay White, if Jay White is ready, that would be awesome. That would be awesome. Would not be mad about that.
Yeah.
But let's close out here with Okada versus Sammy Guevara. I know you're kind of in the camp usually of Sammy Guevara does a lot of impressive things in ring, and that's kind of where it ends for you. Like, there's not a lot for you to invest right. in. This was, I think, a good showcase for him, and I'm so excited Okada is defending more and wrestling more because he's really great, and he just wasn't wrestling for a while. I do feel like eliminator matches are corny if someone's not going to win them. Like, just this could have just been a title defense, right? Like, mm-hmm. I don't think this had to be an eliminator.
I think that one out of every three needs to be won by the challenger. Sure. And right now, I think it's like one out of every 23.
Yeah.
So, like, we need to get those averages up if you're going to keep doing them.
But. Sure. I say that with Proving Ground matches. I'm like, it's the most undisturbed ground of all in Proving Ground matches. But this was very, very fun. There was a couple of things in here that were holy shit moments live for sure. But the head scissor driver from Guevara I thought was really, really impressive in this. But the Rainmaker out of nowhere for the win for Okada. I thought, considering how different they are, the collision of styles worked in favor of the match here. Okada's just so good at being able to anticipate things, and Sammy getting to showcase what he does best I thought was good, but perfectly suitable main event. Was fun live. I was impressed that the crowd was still hot for this going as late as it did. But I thought this was fun. Sammy's been solid since coming back. It just always kind of comes down to the same things with him of like, where are we truly going next? What is the character? He's half of a tag team that doesn't belong in AEW, but that's where he's wrestling. Like, where are we actually going with him as a character? I don't know. But this match was very fun, I thought.
Yeah. Sammy Guevara is always, you know, aesthetically pleasing.
Sammy Guevara.
Yes, that guy. He's always aesthetically pleasing. He does fun things to look at and everything. I just never been able to connect with him as a character or a person or any of that. I have said it. He still is just a wash in Jericho stink. Every major moment I remember of him, he was too close to Jericho. Also, low-key, and listen, I recognize that this is my toxic trait, but if you beat my faves, I start to not like watching you. All he had to do was beat Miro once for that TNT title, and I'm never gonna get that image of my head out of my head that Miro was the perfect TNT champion. That storyline had so much more to give. I know he was hurt and needed time off, but Sammy being the one to beat him just didn't feel right to me, never has. So anyway, all that aside, I want to talk about Okada.
Sure.
We have enough time for him to get in a real serious feud between now and when the C2 starts.
C2 squared. Yep.
C2 the sequel.
C2 Tokyo Drift.
Yes. We need him. We need him to get one good serious feud in there because he hasn't really had any. You know what I mean? Like whoever he faces in this feud, he'll beat because the plan needs to be Takeshita versus Okada coming out of the C2. I have heard too many conflicting things, and so please nobody like try and tell me one or the other, because I honestly won't know until December whenever they start this thing. I don't know if Okada has to be in the tournament and then like win it to keep the belt, or if the prize for winning it is a shot at Okada if Okada's still champion. So whatever is going on with that, the end of that is Takeshita versus Okada, and Takeshita beats Okada for the title. That is what I want. But between now and when all of that starts, let's get in something that Okada can really sink his teeth into as a feud. I don't know who it's against, but something. Something.
I would not be mad if it was against a returning Adam Cole. I think that could be very fun.
If Adam Cole can come back. Wouldn't that be nice?
It would be so nice. I also keep saying that against Adam Cole and anybody that doesn't have an obvious challenger right now. I'm like, it should be Adam Cole because I miss him. But
right.
Wag saying, I need Alex here to do Dusty in honor of Kate's polka dots. I kind of do have some Dusty Rhodes polka dots going on.
Yeah.
Black and white edition, but.
Okay, hold on one second. Hold on. Let me see here. We're on the right. Okay, hold on. Dusty, are you there?
Dusty, are you there? Oh, hi.
It's me. I'm here. Hold on. What's going on? Sorry. Saturday night is bingo night here up here in
just realized that my wardrobe was inspired by you today. That's all.
G56. Do we have a bingo? All right. I'm stepping out, boys. Terry Funk is going to take over for me. Okay. So what's going on?
Well, you are, of course, live from Wrestler Heaven for those who
live from Wrestler Heaven. That's right. Yeah. I'm live from Wrestler Heaven. I do like to come in and talk around. What's going on?
NWO Dusty, people are shouting out in the chat here.
Oh, yes, it's true.
Mm-hmm. I people were just taking note.
Oh, the polka dots. This, yes.
Very inspired.
It's so nice of you to call attention to the worst time in my career where Vince McMahon made me wear polka dots.
Well, it was inspired by you, the great wrestler and the great
You can stop. You can stop blowing smoke up my ass. I understand now. Fine.
Hey, I'm not wearing them and going after your son while he has one good titty.
That's fine.
How's Wrestler Heaven today, Dusty?
It's all right. Like I said, it's bingo night, so everyone's going crazy because it is. Everyone up here loves the bingos.
Of course.
Because so many of us cut our teeth in the bingo halls, you understand?
Makes sense.
So we look, yeah, a lot of that. So anyway, is this it? Because we don't have a bingo yet. So everyone is out there just trying to like, Terry Funk is really, he's so bad at turning the tumbler. I gotta go back in there and start calling out numbers again. So.
Okay. It was great to see you.
Yeah, great to see you too. Bye. Right. I gotta go back to Rare Beyond. What happened?
You got hacked by
Dusty Rhodes
from Wrestler Heaven.
That happens.
We do have one final chat to close us out from MD Cyclo asking for Papa Pulowski to explain the difference between a VHS and a VCR from Kim Kate, which is of course my California girl self.
Oh.
So.
VCRs, stand for video cassette recorder.
And
sometimes you tape things off the TV, you know, your very special episode of Family Ties. And, you know,
what are Family Ties?
Family Ties starred Michael J. Fox from the Back to the Future. And he was, it started him off on his road to superstardom.
How do you even go back to the future? That doesn't even make sense.
Well, you have to find a DeLorean, which is a very specific kind of car. It's got wing doors, and
I'm gonna name my daughter DeLorean. That's literally so cute.
That's a great name for a girl. But you have to go up to 88 miles per hour, and that's how you go back. You need a flux capacitor, which is something that Doc Brown thought of when he hit his head on the toilet. But listen, none of that is important right now, because your video cassette recorder, not Betamax, but the VHS, and that's the thing where you would go down to the local video store and you'd rent a videotape of recent movies. And you'd put it in the VCR and you'd watch the movie and then Be Kind Rewind, and you got to take it. We got to rewind it, take it back to the video store and you turn it in. You only have like 24 hours to get it back or they'd send the federales after you.
Sounds vintage. Yeah.
So. And vintage.
Well, if you like our wacky, weird little selves closing the show out here, you can catch us every Tuesday. We have a really fun group of people that even when NXT isn't the best, which is sometimes very frequently, we have a lot of fun. We have an impressions jukebox. We have puns going every Tuesday. So feel free to join us every Tuesday. Mondays as well on Fightful Select doing your Sour Grabs Raw review. But Alex, where can the good people find you?
You can find me on at Alex Sour Graps on the Twitter and also Threads, I guess.
It's great. It's like if Twitter was normal. I love it so much.
Yeah. And then, you know, Fightful Select, reviewing things on Mondays and also Fridays and sometimes Saturdays if there's a pay-per-view. And then on this particular channel on Tuesdays, reviewing NXT with you. It's a brand new era on the C-Dub.
Yes, it is.
And then also on Wednesdays, reviewing Dynamite with Sean Rossap. And that is where you will find me doing the things.
That is where you can find Alex. You can find me at Miss Kate Fabe on social media, as Alex said, Mondays, Tuesdays, with him doing Sour Grapes reviews. Wednesdays, I'm at the Mark Order podcast talking all things All Elite. Thursdays and Fridays right here on the main channel with your ROH and SmackDown reviews. That's us. That's our little logo. We're a little more sour other days of the week, but we're always a good time, and we always make those faces like this. Nailed it. Have a safe and wonderful rest of your wrestling weekend. We'll see you next week.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.